Report, gender fluid Biden official Sam Brinton accused of second luggage theft. By Paul Bois on December 9, 2022. Openly gender fluid Sam Brinton, the MIT grad who joined the Joe Biden administration earlier this year as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in the U.S. Department of Energy, has been accused of stealing another woman's luggage at the airport on top of the previous accusation. Investigators with 8 News Now revealed on Thursday that Brinton has been accused of stealing from the Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas and a felony warrant has been issued. A felony warrant was issued for Sam Brinton, a deputy assistant secretary, sources said. The charges for grand larceny with a value between $1,200 and $5,000, record showed, reported the outlet. The outlet provided no other details of the allegation beyond what initial sources revealed. Sam Brinton was charged with a felony last month for allegedly stealing a woman's luggage at Minneapolis-St. Paul MSP International Airport on September 16. The theft reportedly occurred when a woman arriving from New Orleans went to the baggage carousel only to find that her navy blue Vera Bradley roller bag was missing. For Alpha News, law enforcement at the Minneapolis-St. Paul MSP International Airport were alerted to a missing suitcase in the baggage claim area on September 16. The adult female victim said she flew into MSP on a Delta flight from New Orleans and went to retrieve her checked bag at Carousel 7. Airport records confirmed the navy blue Vera Bradley roller bag arrived at 4:40 p.m. but was missing from the carousel. So law enforcement reviewed video surveillance footage from the baggage claim area and observed Brinton removing a navy blue roller bag from Carousel 7, according to a criminal complaint. The complaint says Brinton removed a luggage tag from the bag, placed it into a handbag he was carrying, and then left the area at a quick pace. Brinton arrived at MSP Airport around 4:27 p.m. on an American Airlines flight from Washington, D.C., but did not check a bag, meaning he had no reason to visit baggage claim, according to the complaint. The female victim, who estimated the bag cost $2,325, confirmed to police that the navy blue bag that Brinton took in the surveillance footage indeed belonged to her. Brinton later took an Uber to the Intercontinental St. Paul Riverfront Hotel where he checked in with the blue bag, according to the criminal complaint. He later returned to the airport on September 18 with the same bag in hand when he departed for Washington, D.C. On October 9, police questioned Brinton about the bag and if he took anything that did not belong to him. Brinton reportedly responded, "Not that I know of." 2 hours after the interview, Brinton then allegedly called the investigating officer and admitted to not being completely honest. According to Brinton, he mistakenly took the navy blue bag due to him being tired from his trip and got nervous when, arriving at his hotel room, he realized that the bag belonged to someone else. Not knowing what to do, Brinton then allegedly told police that he left the woman's clothes in the hotel room drawers and took the bag with him anyway in order to keep up appearances. Brinton has allegedly not returned the bag to the female victim and police said no clothing was recovered from the hotel room. His first court hearing is scheduled for December 19 in Hennepin County. The New York Post confirmed the Biden administration placed Brinton on leave about a month ago following the accusations.